UNHCR's Assistant High Commissioner for Operations says $96 million is needed for addressing a dire humanitarian situation in South Sudan. Ralph Mazau, who is visiting South Sudan, told reporters in Juba Wednesday that the South Sudan government and its international partners should address the looming humanitarian situation in the country.
If that doesn't happen, the arrival of a large number of people from Sudan could become a crisis which could negatively impact South Sudan.
Mazau traveled this week to Renk, the main transit center where majority of South Sudanese returnees and Sudanese refugees escaping the conflict in Sudan are temporarily camping. He says the humanitarian situation in South Sudan could overwhelm aid workers.
So more is needed. More is needed to make sure that we avert a catastrophe. If you continue to have people crossing into South Sudan, we could reach a million in no time. So if you have a million people crossing into a country and not being provided with support and assistance that is required, first to be moved away from the border and then the support and assistance that they require in their place of origin, you imagine the impact that this is going to have on South Sudan.
He added that more than 1,500 people are crossing daily into South Sudan via various border points across the country. The UN Refugee Agency estimates that nearly 100,000 South Sudanese returnees have arrived in South Sudan following the outbreak of the conflict in Khartoum and other towns and cities from mid-April. The UNHCR official says South Sudan's government and aid agencies should scale up their efforts in addressing the unfolding humanitarian situation across the country.
The call is also made to the international community for funding, because we have made an appeal and you're asking for how much we asked for. We asked for South Sudan specifically, we asked for $96 million, close to $100 million for a three-month period.
Mazau says UNHCR and partners have received 25% of the $96 million aid appeal for addressing the humanitarian crisis in South Sudan. He says Sudan's crisis has caused what he describes as a regional crisis. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.